Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Greg LaFalle at Intersection Live on the road. I'm visiting with Jill Ward. We are in Glendale, Arizona, outside of Phoenix, at the Sleater Conference, the Small Business Consulting Conference, and Jill's just finished her keynote as Senior VP over at Intuit, and I was able to convince her to spend a few minutes with us and talk a little bit about what's going on. Jill, welcome. Thank you for taking the time to visit with us, and welcome to Intersection Live.
Thank you, Greg. I'm delighted.
Well, Jill, in our profession, QuickBooks, we kind of lovingly refer to occasionally as the 900-pound gorilla. This is your pet. You're the chief caretaker. What's it like to do that, to take care of that animal?
Well, Greg, we are so pleased that we do have a leading place in our market. It does give us responsibilities. We have to make sure that we understand the needs of the different customer types that use QuickBooks, and that we've got listening posts in every area so we understand what those customer reactions and needs are, and we've got to be diligent about delivering for them. And as you well know, I'm responsible for the QuickBooks Accountant Edition, and the firm, of course, has QuickBooks for all of our small business clients as well, and so often the accountant and the small business are working together on QuickBooks. So we make a big effort to make sure we are meeting both sets of customers' needs. I love the accounting professionals. They are my key customer. I love their passion and their commitment to their customers and to our offerings.
So that's undoubtedly why I see a whole sea of people here in pretty blue shirts to talk to what's really, it's not a huge conference, 300 or 400 people, but you've got an awful lot of people. So it appears to me that this particular audience is even unique among practicing accountants. Is that kind of how you see that?
Yes, indeed. I think, as you know, here at the Sleater Accounting Consultants Conference, there are hundreds of QuickBooks consultants specifically whose livelihoods depend upon their serving and our serving their small business customers. So we, Intuit, does not take that responsibility lightly to serve those accounting professionals and their customers. And it's just part of our commitment to both groups. Very important to us, and we take our 900-pound gorilla responsibilities very seriously.
Right. Jill, I watched in your keynote this morning, and you talked about a lot of things. I want to kind of buzz through some of them.
Okay.
One of the things, I've been watching Brad Smith. I've known Brad for a long time and admire him a lot. And I've been watching him as he starts to kind of execute his what I think is his vision of cloud computing and connected services and things. So talk to me a little bit about this idea of cloud computing. Where's Intuit? Where are you going? What do you got to say to our listeners?
Yes, thank you. Cloud computing is important, and it's critical to all of our accounting professional and our small business clients. So just for definition, a cloud computing to us is essentially, that means when we have data or transactions that exist outside the client's premises or computer, an example would be any online application. We think about cloud computing as part of our connected services strategy. Our connected services strategy at Intuit takes advantage of cloud computing. And what does that mean? And what it really means is it allows the customers to choose the web or desktop model that works best for them. And for connected services, there are three types that Intuit is thinking about to help us serve our accounting professional clients and all of our clients. So three types of connected services. The first one is software as a service or online applications. And a good example might be QuickBooks Online, for example. Fully online application. That software.
That's what we hear referred to as SaaS, that large-ass double small A, large S, SaaS,
yes.
Right?
SaaS. Okay. Right. Software as a service or SaaS, online applications, those take advantage of cloud computing. The second type of connected service is software, what we call software advantaged service. And that's where Intuit connects one of our services to our software and makes it superior to anything else out there. An example there would be our payroll service connected to QuickBooks, to desktop QuickBooks. So we connect okay. the software and the service. And then the third type of connected service for us is when we connect our vast ecosystem, and that ecosystem, which is comprised of accountants and small businesses, we put that together on a platform that allows us to connect all of those folks together. And an example there would be our QuickBooks Pro Advisor program that helps accounting professionals serve small businesses, and we make
sure.
An effort to connect them one to another. And another example of connecting people to people through our platforms would be live community, where discussion forums, for example, where users are talking to users and we provide that platform. So for us, our connected services strategy in many ways incorporates the benefits of cloud computing, and it allows the desktop, for example, to work with the web and the other way around. And we do see a lot of the data we have as a major asset to us, and allowing customers to retrieve, use that data, talk back and forth between desktop and web are some of the advantages that cloud computing can bring to us as we execute the connected services strategy at Intuit.
Sure. So that's what I hear. What I heard yesterday in your keynote, Jill. I'm sorry. What I heard you talking about is using that strategy to kind of mollify some of the community who's scared, frankly, of the idea of moving. This allows everybody to move at the speed that they choose to move from desktop through connected services, ultimately to cloud computing. Do I understand that right?
Greg, I love that point. That's right. And a lot of the accounting professionals here at Sleater have shared that they are moving in that direction. You're right, they will go at their own pace, and this does allow them to choose when and where they want to access the web and use the advantages of cloud computing. So yes, at times folks are cautious as they move in this direction. However, I would tell you, I have been surprised at how quickly accounting professionals and their clients actually are moving in the direction of what we call connected services, including software as a service. So they've moved even quicker than I expected. And the accounting professional sometimes leads the customer, their customer, and sometimes it's the other way around.
Exactly. And one of the things I think that has been confusing for so many accountants is that there has been the concept of hosted applications, ASP hosted applications, basically Citrix-enabled hosted QuickBooks in various flavors for years. Some worked well, others didn't work very well, and in some cases it solved a problem. In other cases, it was really the worst of both worlds. And sometimes accountants get a bad flavor in their mouth over that. These are two completely different things. Is that right?
They are different things. If you mean an ASP or a hosted solution of what's traditionally been a desktop offering versus software as a service or an online application like QuickBooks Online.
Right.
Yes, so those are different. They serve a similar need.
Sure.
Which is the anytime, anywhere access that either the accounting professional and or their clients might desire to have. So we are always working going forward on what is the true need there and what's the best way to solve for those needs. And, you know, it may or may not be, as you said, some of the things that have been out there that folks have strung together in the past on Citrix
sure.
servers, for example. But what we do recognize, the important thing, I think, that you pointed out is that they're doing this and that there's a need there and a desire for that anytime, anywhere access, and we think of that as part of the benefits of connected services, and we know we need to provide that.
So So you spoke a little bit ago of this idea of live community.
Yes.
And one of the things that that you spoke of specifically in your keynote was this idea of the Intuit Accountant Work Exchange. I talked to many, many accountants following your keynote, and they all kind of looked at that and said, you know, I haven't used that yet, but I'm kind of interested. That makes sense. I'm glad that Intuit is facilitating that. Give me the elevator pitch on, you know, why are you doing that? Doesn't seem to be a revenue producer.
Sure. And if I could, I'd love to make a few comments about both Live Community and Accountant Work Exchange, because
Sure. They
both leverage a couple things in common. And the things they leverage are what we call user contribution, as well as social networking. Folks think of, when they think of social networking, they think of Facebook, for example. In this context, let me take Live Community first. On Live Community, I love Live Community. It takes the idea of a discussion forum, and many accounting professionals use those today. It takes the discussion forum idea even further, and it allows users to help users, or accountants to help accountants, or small businesses to help small businesses on a platform that Intuit's provided. And the cool thing about Live Community is you can access it as a discussion forum from our websites for sure, but that's not new. The new part is you can access Live Community from inside our desktop products like QuickBooks, and given whatever page you're on, if you have a question, you can see the Live Community on the side of your screen, and it's serving up the questions that are relevant to the page that you're on. Then
right.
If you don't see your question there, you type your question in, and it searches all the answers other users have come up with on that question and serves that back up to you. So it is using the power of other users' contributions on questions they may have already asked, and
right.
It pops up right there for you.
The power of context.
Yes, the power of a context-appropriate help at the very moment of need.
Bingo.
And that's why we are so excited about Live Community and the ability of users to help users right when they need it, and they're not searching through tons and tons of pages and stuff.
Sure. So what about the Accountant Work Exchange?
Yes, the Accountant Work Exchange is also really exciting, and let me explain what that is first. So it's a website, and you go and you log on. It's free. And you log on as an accounting professional, and you can do one of two things. You can post your own profile and your skills and your expertises and your availability, and you can say to your peers, I have availability and I'd like to do work for those of you who need help. So that's if you're looking for additional work. You're looking to grow your business. You want to take on more work. You can do work for some of your peers. Or you can log on to the site, and if you're looking for help, for contract help, say you're an accounting firm, you're busy at this part of the year, but you don't want to hire full-time staff all year, you can go out onto this site and contract with someone whose profile you see and you like, and you vet them, and they can do work for you. So it's sort of a matchmaking place, if you will, for accounting professionals who need work and accounting professionals who have work and need help. It is, as I mentioned before, free, and so it's a place where peers can go and meet and create opportunities for one another, and we think it's an important part of solving two big problems we know accounting professionals have. One is finding qualified help, and the other one is growing their practice when they need additional work, and we thought, let's use the power of social networking and of the internet and the web and our brand and bring our customers together and allow them to do that.
Well, you've begun to do some very, very exciting things, Jill, in that whole area of social networking, this kind of this user contribution model. You rolled out Tax Almanac a couple of years ago, won an innovation award for it. It's extremely helpful for thousands of practitioners out there, and that is, at its core, a user contribution model, social networking. That's just another example of what you're talking about. Is that right?
Craig, that's exactly right. That was one of our first efforts, and we were fascinated around what sort of reaction our tax accountant customers would have. And Tax Almanac is a free online tax research resource and community for tax professionals. What we found from a usage standpoint has also been very interesting. We launched, I think it was somewhere around November of 2007. And in about a year, and we quickly, over the first few months, had a lot of users, and we're seeing tremendous growth in users and unique visits on the site. So we know that customers are achieving value there, and we're seeing things like 50% growth rates in visits and usage. So we're quite excited that customers are helping each other out there.
Right.
Posting
right.
answers to each other's questions, posting white papers, picking up information, publicly available information from others. It's really a wonderful thing. And I'm incredibly excited about our user contribution efforts. In my keynote, I could have gone a good half hour over my time, Greg, but I didn't, because there is so much exciting opportunity here. We know as well that accountants and accounting professionals in general feel best when they are supported by the opinions and the experiences of their peers. I could tell them, we could tell them from Intuit, but some of the best things that help them feel comfortable with actions they want to take or information that they need is to hear it from a peer who lives the same life they do every day.
Exactly.
We can.
Jill, speaking of going a half hour over your time, I know that your time is very limited, and we've got just a few more minutes, and there's a whole batch of things that were really exciting. But I want to ask you about two.
Okay.
And one of them is the tax document automation. It's a real, real hot thing. You guys at Intuit kind of pioneered it a couple of years ago, and you've got now a new offering called the Intuit eSort, and you showed that and talked about it, a lot of excitement. I saw about half the people very, very excited, and the other half didn't care. But it's the other half that doesn't do taxes that didn't care. 100% of the people who do tax returns were very excited. Tell me about that and where you're at.
I would love to. Thank you. We are excited as well about Intuit Document eSort. And what it does is, for the tax professional, we've heard a lot of pain from them. Source documents.
The professional term of art, Jill, is client stuff. That's what we call
it. Paper client stuff. Thank you.
Stuff.
As paper client stuff comes pouring in the door to the accountant, the accountant has the task of organizing that, sorting through it, making sure they have what they need, getting ready to actually do the tax return. And what Document eSort does is it allows them to take that paper, scan it, create a very organized tax return ready electronic file of that paper client stuff.
And do that automatically, right? Create that organized file automatically.
Yes, it does, right? They scan it in, it automatically creates the organized file, and it is then, that file is then accessible from Lacerte or ProSeries, our tax applications, or from document management, our applications there. They can pull that up and use it as they do the tax return. So instead of pawing through the paper and not being able to find the various pieces or documents they need when they need them, there it is, all organized automatically in an electronic file for them as they prepare. And we think that it can save about 15 to 45 minutes of their work for every client.
And as I understand, that is a part of the Lacerte and ProSeries platforms. It's on the release that's probably in the mail like now or within a few days, right?
That's right. It is. It will be in this upcoming release for both Lacerte and ProSeries. It's also accessible through Intuit's document management system.
Right. Wonderful. So final thing, Jill, and not that there weren't a dozen more things that we could talk about, but the final thing I wanted to ask you about is the idea of client portals. You introduced a new offering that Intuit has that allows practicing accountants to spawn portals for their clients in a quite looked up to be quite simple and straightforward manner. I was particularly excited about that because accountants have lots of different ways to exchange files and things like that. I mean, there are hundreds of ways to do that, and they all work quite well for one or two or three or even five or ten individual clients, but they don't work very well for 100 or 500 clients. And so now you're building something to allow an accounting firm to scale their portals and to manage their portals. And that looked pretty exciting.
It is really exciting, and we learned a lot because we serve both the accounting professional and their clients. We learned a lot from both around what would be helpful in this arena. And Intuit Online Document Exchange is essentially a private vault or client portal, and it's secure, a secure online location for the client's financially related files and documents. And not just tax either. We were talking about tax documents earlier.
Right.
Could be tax or accounting, any financial related files going back and forth between the accountant and their client. And so the portal does allow that kind of document exchange, if you will. There are separate areas or views. The accountant sees everything they've got in there. The client sees their own stuff.
Sure.
With a very simple view for the client. One of the things we learned was that clients can be very put off by if they see something that seems hard to do or complicated or
exactly.
A lot of information on it. So we took great care around the client's view to keep it very simple, because we know it would be quite helpful to the accounting professional if the client in fact uses the portal. It's website independent. The accountant does not have to have a website to use the document exchange vault or portal. We give them, they can do a customized firm screen, and then they can use the portal. And it is based on our security and our platform, so it's a secure place for them to go. And we're very excited. We kept it simple. We kept it nice and clean, so it's easy for both parties to use, and we're very excited that it will help the accountant and the small business or the individual save time in the interaction with the accountant.
Well, I will tell you, Jill, I was very excited about that and very interested in it. In fact, I went down to the show floor to your booth, and the bad news is I wasn't able to see anyone who could help me and show that to me. But the good news is it's because there were so many other people in line that were looking at it that I couldn't get there. So that you should count that as good news.
Well, I was going to say we can help. We can help. Coming soon. But,
well, Jill, we are out of time, and I want to make sure that we honor the time that you gave us. So we'll go ahead and wrap up. I thank you so much for your time. This is Greg LaFollette for On the Road with Intersection Live. I've been visiting with Jill Ward, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Intuit's Accountants Professional Division, also known as the Chief Caretaker of the 900-Pound Gorilla. Jill, thanks very much for sharing your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate the time.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864 extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.